Aaron is in Baghdad, Arizona, on Coast to Coast for Jason the Horse. Aaron?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hello, Coast to Coast world out there. My question, your story kind of presupposes a larger cosmology, and I was curious what human belief system is most in line with the belief system of horses?
Well, I couldn't say we have a belief system per se. We are connected with the spiritual constantly. So with human religions, it's something that you believe, although some people who have had direct experience like shamans or in the religions like mystics like Emanuel Swedenborg or in the Catholic Church, St. Teresa. But we horses, we're simply connected to the spiritual all the time, constantly. We know that there is, you know, a higher world, you know, and that there is another realm from which we come and to which we go upon death, and that there is a creator.
Do you feel connected at all to a human religious viewpoint?
I would say if I was going to be a member of any religion, it would be Judaism because of their emphases on justice and mercy, and importantly the fact that they do not believe in proselytizing. They believe in showing by example. By, you know, when they say they're, you know, God's chosen people, that doesn't mean that they think they're better than everyone else. It's just they believe that it is their task to be the example of living a godly life in the world among everyone else, so that they can be an example for others to follow.
Let's go to Alethran in Wisconsin. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Alethran?
Yeah.
All right, you're talking with Jason the Horse. Go ahead.
Hey, first, I just want to say that I think it's amazing that you're able to put yourself out there with your hidden identity of being a horse. I know many, many people who hide that for fear of ridicule and resentment. I'm sure you've gotten both. So, you know, more power to you. That's really awesome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And then my question is, kind of based on the same lines, is do you believe that real life reincarnations, real life kin, are more or less valid than mythical kin? Because I myself am a past life of a dragon, and, you know, I've met real life kin wolves and horses who have looked upon me with scorn. So I'm wondering what your views were, whether you think it's more or less.
He was a dragon in a past life, Jason. How would you respond to that?
Being familiar with shamanism, and also I must in this defer to Dr. Michael Harner, who wrote The Way of the Shaman. He was an anthropologist and former atheist who became a shaman after having been initiated into that while undertaking his anthropological studies. He said that that what we call mythological creatures such as dragons, griffins, and unicorns in that other realm are just as real and concrete as, say, horses or dogs are in this realm. So in that sense, I would have to say that, you know, there are, you know, and also such creatures are also almost universally reported by all human cultures. I mean, just about all human cultures know about dragons and unicorns, and that goes far, you know, far back to, you know, before they were even in cultural contact with each other. So it would seem that, you know, the seers or shamans in those different cultures glimpsed on the other side, that other realm, other creatures who are not seen here in this physical world.
As a horse, though, I would think you would have a very different reaction to somebody who was a unicorn and somebody who had the soul of a dragon.
Well, I've never met either one in person, so I probably would be, you know, at least astounded and perhaps frightened, you know, just from the difference of it.
A dragon, I would imagine. Dennis is in Norris Lake, Tennessee, on Coast to Coast for Jason the Horse. Dennis?
Good evening. I had a question for Jason.
Sure.
Jason, I'm taking what you're saying also at face value. If a horse were to be self-aware, and you've answered some questions about how they communicate and things like that, well, do horses think of things at a higher level, say, as we would call it? Do they think of thoughts of creation or astrophysics?
Are horses existential?
Yes. That would be just the word. And thank you very much.
Yeah. What do you think, Jason?
When you say existential, what does that term mean? I've heard that word, and I've heard of existentialists, but I don't really know what that means. What does that mean?
Those that ponder the nature of existence. And so, you know, that can be defined in all sorts of different ways, but that's essentially it, that you wonder how it is, what is the nature of existence and who we are, and those are the, those kind of bigger thoughts?
No, at least in my case, no. In my case, I'm a much simpler being. I simply take things as they happen. I wonder about immediate things, like if I was punished for no reason, I would wonder, why was I struck? You know, I didn't do anything. But as far as, you know, why is the moon in the sky and things like that, no, I would just look at it and see it, you just accept it as being there.
West of the Rockies, Tony is in Green Valley, Arizona, on Coast to Coast for Jason the Horse. Tony?
Hi, you'll have to excuse me, I'm a little horse. But I've driven by horses standing in a field many times and seen them standing there content, staring into space. And I've always wanted to ask them this question, but no one can talk to a horse, of course. So it's a good opportunity. Do horses have a sense of time, of, boy, it's been a long time, or it's been...
Good
years?
Question. Like we've been out here in the field for X number of minutes or whatever, that kind of thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Jason? We do. In fact, we even have a sense of the calendar. I mean, there are many, in England, there are many, many horses who worked in the railroad goods yards who they would know it was payday because often the wives of their carters or drivers would come and would bring some chocolates for them. And they would know, you know, on payday when their wife would come, the horse would often, you know, out of harness, you know, walking at liberty, accompany the driver and the wife up to the window, and then the wife would give the horse some candy. And that's on a 7-day cycle there. So, yes, we do have a sense of not only time but the calendar as well.